We have Brad Garrick joining us here in the studio. We've had Brad on the airwaves a few times before. Of course, Brad, victorious in North Platte City Council Ward 3. It's great to have you in the studio, future Councilman Garrick.
Thanks, Tristan. I really appreciate having me in here.
Now, Brad, before we dive into things, let's recap your unique campaign. It was unique campaigns for everybody this year, unfortunately, battling the virus. You had said during the debate that you had kind of got to thinking about running for council after helping out with the Kelleher campaign. So tell us about that experience and how that propelled you to run in Ward 3.
Yeah, absolutely. We were helping Brandon with his campaign. Mm-hmm. My wife and I run a production company, so we do video work and things of that nature. And we're going to his meetings and talking about city issues. And you know, he approached me first, and he was like, you know, you should run. At first, I was like, no, like, what are you talking about? That's crazy. So I got to thinking about it, and then I approached the wife, and I thought, oh, she's going to shoot this down. You know, we got so much going on that mm-hmm. there's no way that we got time for any of this stuff. And she turned around. She was like, that's a great idea. We should totally do that. And I was like, oh, great.
You're thinking, gosh darn it, a little bit?
I thought she was going to be my excuse. Like, oh, the wife doesn't want me to do it. You know how that goes. Yeah. So, I pretty much went down and signed up, and we got started right away. So it was a fun experience.
It was the battle of the beards in Ward 3 is what I had referred it to. You and Don Curry, both a couple of gentlemen that sport the beards, and a very worthy opponent former Councilman Curry.
Yeah, absolutely. Don has a fantastic beard also, so I would definitely give him that credit. No, Don's a great guy. Nothing bad to say about him. He ran a good campaign. I feel like the voters are speaking. You know, the majority of votes that went out this election and election and the last election were towards new people. So mm-hmm. I feel like the winds of change are in the air, and you know, we've relied on the railroad, and they've mm-hmm. done us good for years and years, but with them laying people off, I feel like people want something different.
Yep, and the railroad can still be a good partner. We just can't rely on them the way that we have in the past is what I feel. Do you kind of agree?
Absolutely. I hope tomorrow they hire, you know, 1,000 new people.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be great.
But we can't count on that.
We have to be realistic.
Right. So I think we need to get some new businesses in here and get moving.
So you brought up a very good point, Brad, and yesterday Councilman Lucas came on the program and brought up that it's as a current councilman that will contemplate running for re-election here in a few years, Ty brought up that he took note that there was big change on the council. We had guaranteed change in two seats. The North Platte citizens could decide if there was two more that had change or one more. They decided they wanted a complete shift by voting in Mark Woods in Ward 4 and Donna Tryon in Ward 1. So obviously that is, you bring up a good point, and Ty brought that up yesterday, and it really got me thinking too, and it sounds like Ty's thinking about it, you're thinking about it, North Platte's wanting a lot of change.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. We got to do something different. We got to grow. We got to, you know, we got to get moving on some things. So I think we've reduced in population this last time. I think we're going downhill a little bit. And the cities that are comparable to us, or at least were comparable, you know, 20, 30 years ago, they're growing mm-hmm. and we're not. And I think that's not a positive, and we need to work on that. So
we've already had some change here in the city as of recent. We look at Ty Lucas, Ed Reeker, a couple of soon-to-be sophomore, I guess you could say, council representatives. They'll no longer be in the junior class, it seems like, or the freshmen. So we had some change with those two gentlemen getting on the council. We've had change with Matt Kibben on the city administrative side. We'll have change with a new mayor. How do you feel about this change, and along with your what will be freshman councilman with Donna Tryon, Pete Vols, and Mark Woods?
I'm extremely excited. I think the future's bright. I think the position we're in is perfect with the new city administrator. I met with him the other day. Great guy. Really got some good ideas, and he's willing to listen and talk about things. The new council we have coming on, I've met with all of them. They're fantastic people. Like, mm-hmm. they really have, I feel like they're running for the right reasons. They're not running for, and I'm not saying anybody else has in the past, but this current lineup we have, they're running because because they care about North Platte and they want to see it grow.
Yeah, and anytime you have somebody that cares enough to run, it just says that much more. It's one thing to support a campaign like you did, but then to put your money where your mouth is, just as you did and several other individuals that you referred to, it says quite a bit.
Yeah. Running was one of the craziest experiences I think I've ever had. It's up there, you know.
Well, it would have been crazy without the virus, but then you encounter the virus, too, and it's just like a wildfire.
Absolutely. Huge curveball, you know. I've literally, you know, climbed into a cage and gotten in fights with individuals and at a championship level in amateur MMA, and I'd put that on par with that level of intensity. I really would. It was interesting because you're out there on the campaign trail, and I've never been a salesman. Like, I've never had a job as a selling anything. Mm-hmm. And so I'm out there knocking on doors and talking to people.
Selling yourself.
Exactly. Yep. I'm selling me, which is the introspective nature of just trying to talk about yourself was a, you know, a change.
It's a challenge.
It was. I had to get to know myself before I could sell myself, and it was a fun experience. I'm really glad I did it.
Well, glad that you did it as well. Again, we have Brad Garrick joining us here in the studio. Brad will be one of our new council representatives here in just a few short days, early December. He'll be sworn in to represent Ward 3. Brad, you talked a minute ago about getting to know Mr. Kibben, the city administrator. We know that you and Brandon have a relationship, obviously, that we kind of talked about a little bit before. What other encounters have you had with future council representatives and current council representatives whom you'll be serving with?
I've hung out with Pete Vols. He's a good guy. Had lunch with Donna Tryon, hung out with Mark Woods. Jim Nisley, I mean, him and I had lunch for probably 5 years every Thursday. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, he's a family friend. I'm friends with his son. So,
okay.
Ed Reeker's good. I mean, pretty much everybody on the council. I had a great talk with Jim Carman when I was running.
Sure.
Went over to his house and sat on his couch, and we talked for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours. So
that's where business should be done. A little bit more on the couch, a little bit more on the kitchen table. Maybe.
Absolutely. I mean, it's important in the public forum
to have
those conversations.
Absolutely.
But it's the relationship. When you get to know somebody, and if they say something that offends you, but you know, hey, he's a good guy, and you know he's really got his heart in the right place, that's how you get stuff done.
Well, and Councilman Carman's been a great public servant for a long time. Definitely tip the cap to somebody that gives that much time to public service, just like Councilman Peterson's done for many years as well.
Absolutely. And anybody who, you know, like you talked about, you know, throws their name in the hat and puts herself out there, man, they have my respect now. I did not realize how difficult it was and how much work it was. But I do now, and much respect to those guys.
Now, Brad, let's talk a little bit about your personal life. You mentioned a little bit that you have a couple of different business ventures here locally with the production company that you and your wife run, and then we know that you have some workout ties, too, with a little bit of MMA, like you mentioned.
Absolutely. My wife and I run Top Tier, which is upstairs at the D&N Event Center. Mm-hmm. We do taekwondo, boxing, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu. We've done that for, I think I ran that 9 years. Production company we started a couple years ago. That's going really well.
Good.
I mean, busy as all get out. And then recently we started another company doing some real estate. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's new and it's
sure.
losing a lot of money at the point. Which, anytime you start a business, that's
sometimes
how that
that's
goes.
Just par for the course.
No, that is the course. Like, you gotta invest money to make money, and it's very in its infancy stages. So I think we're gonna do some rentals and some things of that nature.
Awesome. So obviously that's gonna benefit you as a council representative too, I would imagine, because we've talked to several of our council representatives currently, and a couple future council representatives like Mark Woods, who are owners of some rental properties. So they understand some of the things that we've talked about in the past 6 months, and we'll probably talk about a lot in the new year with the housing enforcement and housing codes here in the city.
Yeah, absolutely. And understanding all that stuff and being on the end user, it helps the experience.
Sure.
Sometimes if you're disconnected and you're just making votes based on, you know, what you think is best, you don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, I think, you know, this experience will help make me a better councilman.
Yeah, well, and help you make a better landlord as well, too. I mean, that's a win-win. So.
For sure.
Now, Brad, you have several different business ventures. Why North Platte for all of these? Why the city of North Platte?
Well, I was born here, grew up here, went to high school here. I moved away for a while. I went to Alaska for a little bit, and then I lived
Well, you
there.
Didn't just move away.
I actually drove there, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was I was 19.
That's a drive.
I was 19, and I drove to Alaska, and I did a little security work up there.
Okay.
And then I came back and I moved to Lincoln for, you know, 6 years or so, ran a few companies there. And my daughter, she was living in Omaha with her mom, and they moved back to North Platte. So I followed them back here and put down roots, and now everything's, she's grown up now, and but I, this is my home.
Even though she's grown up, you're still kind of back at stage one. You have a young son. Does he want to?
Yeah, my life's crazy. I have a 19-year-old and a 14-month-old. So yeah, I can
both
talk diapers.
Like,
oh yeah, I can. We can talk anything.
Diapers and teenagers. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
it's an interesting world I live in.
I can imagine, and about to get much more interesting too.
Yeah. After watching the council meeting last night, it's definitely going to be fun.
Yeah, yeah. I was in on the council meeting a little bit on the YouTube page, watching some more of it this morning, but you obviously have a different perspective because this is the last council meeting before you'll be sworn in. So take us through that council meeting, Brad. What were the big highlights for you last night from where you sit as a future councilman?
Well, I mean, the annexation is really the big one that mm-hmm. was on the table. I think we need to annex pieces of our, I mean, we need to grow. We absolutely need to grow, and we need to show growth. And when you show growth, then businesses see that, and they say, oh, this is a thriving community. And annexation is one of the tools that you can use to do that. Now, on the other hand, I also own businesses, and I the concerns that were raised, I totally understand and I relate to. And I know some of the business owners that reached out, so I thought about reaching out to them and just going to have a conversation with them and, you know, kind of hashing out, you know, their thoughts. And but I mean, we need to grow and we need to move, so I absolutely want to reach out to them and see if I can get them on board with,
sure.
with that.
Now, you mentioned you are indeed a business owner, so you might share some of these concerns that other business individuals do. You're not the only businessman on the council. We have several great on the council now. Going to have another one in with you with Mark Woods is a businessman. Donna Tryon's a businesswoman. Pete Voles, we know, is a local businessman, so you guys all relate with that. But one thing that I was really excited to see when you were campaigning, as you mentioned, your production company. Your production company, I guess the wife kind of was the head of the production company. You were kind of sitting down with Ty Lucas and with Pete Voles. Tell us about those conversations and what inspired you to do those with future Councilman Voles, who was just a candidate like yourself at the time, and with current Councilman Lucas.
Well, I mean, the conversation with Pete came about, we were at the Republican, they did a sign, they were selling Trump mm-hmm. signs, so we went out there and we're talking to everybody, and I heard Pete talking about the Quality Growth Fund, and it really educated me. And so through that experience of him educating me, I was like, this is information we need to get out.
Yep.
So I was like, me and Pete can sit down and talk about this, put it on YouTube, put it out on Facebook, and mm-hmm. I think it'd be good information. And it was a great conversation.
Yeah.
Pete's a great guy.
Yeah, and very sharp individual, too. We're blessed to have Pete here in North Platte and going to be blessed to have him on the council.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ty Lucas is the one who actually reached out to me to sit down to talk about the age thing, because he encountered that when he was running,
sure.
when he was campaigning. So the retirement, that was a hotbed issue. Everybody wanted retired people.
Yep.
So. Which I get. Like,
sure.
I totally respect
yep,
that. And I love retired people. That's nothing personal against
you. You're not
that.
Age discriminating.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely not. But, you know, I think you got to have a good mix.
Yep, so absolutely. You need to have a good balance with some things like that.
Yeah.
And with the city council, too, it's a part-time job. Sometimes there may be a little bit more than the part-time gig work, but I mean, you're your own, well, I wouldn't say you're your own boss. The missus is, but she might allow a little bit of time to work on some of these things, it sounds like.
I hope she'll give me time off to focus on that.
Oh, obviously, she has a big care and passion for the city as well, too.
Yeah. She's actually considered running for school board, so
oh,
she was a teacher
wow.
for years.
Okay,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't, like, that. That's not an
sure.
announcement.
Off the record. Off the record.
Yeah, don't tell
just
anybody.
Just a side note. Again, we have Brad Garrick joining us here in the studio, and that conversation that you had with Councilman Lucas, I felt was very beneficial, because you guys are kind of in the same boat that Ty was in when he ran for the council, both local business-minded individuals that are about the same age, have similar backgrounds with family lives as well. And our council does have kind of a good mixture of, we have some great retired individuals, some individuals that are on the older end of the workforce, and some that are in the middle end of that workforce, too, especially with current Councilman Lee, Councilman Lucas, and with yourself going on to the council as as well.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't think of a single person that I'm not excited to sit down with and get to know better and to really work about, you know, through the city's issues and start to get us to grow. The future's bright. I mean, I just see good things. And I've had a lot of people reach out since the election. I mean, a lot of people have reached out, and everybody's excited. Everybody's like, you know, they're ready to get moving and get to work.
Sure. Yeah, you mentioned with the proposal for Streeter Electric to come to North Platte along Front Street, you had people that reached out to you
as a
future councilman.
Yeah, that is in my ward, so I had people calling me. They are concerned about that moving there, so they were calling me right before the council meeting, you know, happened, so I haven't had a chance to go check it out and go
sure.
talk to people, but it was interesting to then see how, you know, the council meeting played out, and I'll have to go chat with people and say hi.
People are already calling you, Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
You're not even sworn in.
Yeah, they were like, you should do something. I was like, I can't. Give me 2 weeks and
I'm
maybe
just
I can
like
help.
You right now. I'm in the same boat that you guys are right now. So do you think that you and Mayor-elect Kelleher will be able to get along on the council meetings then?
I think we'll get along.
You
all
think
right.
you'll be able
yes,
to?
I think we'll be all right. I actually used to work for him. I worked for him for about 9 years. So
okay.
He was a good boss, so I got nothing but good things to say about him.
We know from the past programs and past conversations with Brandon that you guys do have a good friendship.
Yeah,
so had to give you both a hard time.
Yeah. No, Brandon's a great guy. I'm excited. I think he's got real forward thinking. I think he's gonna do good things. So it's gonna definitely be a positive for North Platte.
Now we've asked some of your colleagues this, Brad, but it's kind of a tough spot to be in. So it's a tough question for you. So I will ask. But is there anything that you think in the first 90 days or first few months in office, are you thinking I really want to get this accomplished? I hope we get this tackled. Is there anything like that for you personally?
Yeah, absolutely. The West Central Health District, when they took over the ability to, you know, basically manage the DHMs, that I feel needs to be in the city control.
Okay.
So we have to get that on the docket before January 7th, because the way it's written, it's in perpetuity unless we give 90 days notice. And so 90 days would be January 7th. So I think we only have 3 meetings before that January 7th deadline that we have to get that on the docket. So that would be number one. Number two is just getting up to speed with all. I got a lot to learn. I mean,
yep.
there's a lot going on in the city that I need to educate myself on.
Sure, absolutely. You'll definitely have time to do that, and I'm sure all your colleagues on the council are going to be more than happy to help you with that, as will anybody else at City Hall with Mr. Kibben and the rest of the staff there as well. But you brought up the directed health measures in the West Central District Health Department's authority. We all know that hindsight's 20/20. I don't imagine you're being critical of the decision that was made. We were staring at a monster of a pandemic and probably made the same decision that anybody would have at the time, but we've learned a lot since that time.
Right. Yeah, and I'm not being critical. I understand why the decision was made. But I feel like, you know, like I stated at the debate, I had a friend that her business was closed down twice, and she didn't have anybody that she could reach out to. You know, she called the state never got back to her. If that would have been a local decision, at the very least, she could have had somebody that she could go knock on their door or show up at a meeting. You know, it needs to be a local representative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need to have some kind of, you know, representation of the West Central Health District, you know, along with the
Absolutely.
Hospital and our local, you know, clinicians. Excuse me. They need to be involved with those decisions. But I think the ultimate, you know, final decision needs to lie with somebody local.
So you would like to see some of those individuals involved in like a board of some sorts then?
That'd be fantastic.
Okay.
I don't know if Brandon is planning on doing that for sure, but I think that'd be a great idea. I would welcome
that's what you'd like to
that.
See?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think that's kind of been the rumblings and just the hearsay that I've heard is the conversations of having a board where we have a couple of council representatives perhaps. That's where we get the elected officials and maybe county commissioners even, and then along with, I mean, we obviously do need people represent from the healthcare industry because our county commissioners, our city council, great people, but none of them are doctors. And we do have a mayor that's in the healthcare field, but from the technology standpoint, he's not on the infectious disease front. So while he may be very well educated and well versed with COVID-19, he's not on the infectious disease front. So.
Yeah, I think a board would be a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I think that's something that we may see here in the near future. Now, Brad, you mentioned that you've already had a few people reach out to you to discuss some things here in the city of North Platte. If there's anybody that'd like to get in touch with you after you're sworn in on the council, or maybe they'd like to buy a cup of coffee or something a little stronger even, how can they get in touch with you personally?
My phone number is 402-440-0551.
You don't call yourself too often, so we'll let you slide on that one. It's a tough question. Anytime I ask people for numbers, they go, wait a minute. You never call yourself.
I never call myself once.
Well, Brad, we sure appreciate the time, appreciate your running, and congratulations, because you had a very worthy opponent. Ward 3 had the final decision, and it wasn't a bad decision either way. It was just, and during the debate, there wasn't a lot that you and Don disagreed on, and everything that you did not see eye to eye on, you respectively disagreed. So,
absolutely.
Very, very well ran race from both parties.
Yep. I appreciate everything you do, Tristan. You're awesome. Keep doing what you do.
Well, thank you. Look forward to having you on more. We'll welcome you in again here sometime in the near future as official Councilman Garrick.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Brad. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break.